بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر هل في ذلك قسم لذي حجر صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home of the receiver, Alhamdulillah, with the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have just entered into the most blessed month of Dhul-Hijjah. And these days, the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, are extremely auspicious. These are very, very noble days in the life of every believer. We have heard many talks previously. Every year we hear these bayans, so many pamphlets we read, books have been written, emphasizing the importance of these days so that we may value these days. To understand how great and how significant and of what paramount importance these days have, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has actually taken a qasam, an oath on these days. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have to take an oath on anything. But you find in various places in the Quran, Allah has taken a qasam. He has taken an oath on certain things. For example, wal asr. Allah has taken an oath on time to show us the value, importance of time. Time should not be wasted. Time is of vital importance in the life of every person. Allah has taken a qasam on washams, the sun. Allah has taken the qasam on the moon, wal qamar, wal najm, on the stars. Allah has taken several qasams. Allah has taken an oath on the war horses, the steeds that are fighting in the path of Allah. Wal aadiyati dhabha. Like that, Allah has taken an oath on wal-fajr, on fajr. Here, mufassireen, commentators have gone into lengthy discussions and various tafaseer have been mentioned and commentaries have been mentioned. And the basic one is that Allah has taken a qasam on the break of dawn that comes after darkness of the night. Fajr, subah sadiq, bringing brightness. So Allah has taken a qasam on that. And immediately after that, walayalin ashr. Literally translation is, and Allah has taken an oath and by the 10 nights. So the 10 nights, few commentaries have been given, but most of the mufassireen, the jumhur of the scholars explain that this is referred or is a reference to the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. So in Arabic, many times the word layl has been used, night, but day has also been meant. Sometimes day has been mentioned, but night is also included. So here these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah are so important that Allah actually has taken an oath on these days. In a hadith narrated by Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he says that ma min ayyamin al-amalu salihu fiha ahabbu ila Allah azza wa jalla min hadhihi al-ayyam. He says no days in the entire year in which a person does good deeds are more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than good deeds done during these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Scholars and ulama even went to the academic discussion about Ramadan. So then they have said the last 10 nights of Ramadan are the most virtuous nights in the entire year. But the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah are the most virtuous than any other day in the entire year. Now can we imagine when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His infinite favors upon us, He has given us so many opportunities, so many chances. He creates these opportunities for us. For you and I to make maximum benefit of these days. And before we know it, it will already be Eid. May Allah Ta'ala grant us a beautiful Eid. May Allah Ta'ala bless us in these Mubarak days. So many years of our lives have passed. It is time that we just sat a little while, pondered, reflected, and make some concerted effort, extra effort now. Let us try and do the best we can do in these 10 days. Common question everybody asks, that what should we do? What wazifas do we read? MashaAllah, our people like wazifas, a lot of wazifas. Give me some dua, some special. Rasulullah said, Al-amalu salih. Righteous deeds. Righteous deeds are so many good deeds a person does every day of his life. Example, salat we are reading. So we have to ensure we are reading our 5 times salat. Our faraid, our zakat we are giving. Of course, hajj, upon whom hajj is fard, then they should now make sure that they perform the hajj and do all the whatever requirements are there for hajj. And may Allah accept the hajj of all the hujjaj who are, have gone already, who may still be leaving, some of them. May Allah grant them a hajj mabrur, maqbool. So good deeds, the faraid is the first thing a believer should do. In one hadith, a Qudsi is mentioned, that there is nothing more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the faraid that He has put upon us. Whatever is farad, compulsory, and when we do that, that is most beloved to Allah ta'ala. And then, وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ عَبْدِ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ حَتَّى أُحِبَّهُ. That my banda, after that, he comes closer and closer and closer to me by making nafil, optional deeds until I begin to love him. Inshallah, this hadith will explain on some other occasion what happens after that. When Allah says, when I love the person, then I become his hearing, his seeing, etc. Inshallah, on some other occasion. We have explained this in the past, but we will do this some other day, inshallah. The point here now I need to emphasize on is that the very first thing we need to do is fulfill our faraid. If I'm a bit weak in my salat, if I'm not reading 5 times salat a day, then this is the opportunity now. Allah has given us the days, Mubarak days, and we made the dua, Allahumma ahillahu alayna bil amni wal iman wa salamati wal islam, rabbi wa rabbuka Allah. Masnoon duas have been mentioned with the moon is cited. So we are asking Allah Ta'ala to make this be blessed for us, to give us safety, security, iman. So it's a chance when we make amends, we make sincere tawbah for the wrongs we have done and to cover up for the deficiencies we have in our lives. So if my namaz is not up to date, I must make a concerted effort from today that now I'm going to read my faraid properly. Like that, all the other faraid we have to discharge. Then of course, let me just complete the hadith first. The Rasulullah ﷺ mentioned that there is no other days in the entire year in which Allah subhanahu, which a person does good deeds that are more beloved to Allah Ta'ala than these first 10 days of the Hijjah. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in immediately asked Rasulullah ﷺ a very beautiful question. Ya Rasulullah, walal jihadu fi sabilillah? Even striving in the path of Allah, going out for jihad, even that is not so beloved to Allah than good deeds being done in the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Rasulullah said, walal jihadu fi sabilillah. Yes, even jihad fi sabilillah does not get that highest position as good deeds done in these first 10 days, illa except خَرَجَ رَجُلٌ بِنَفْسِهِ وَمَالِهِ وَلَمْ يَرْجِعْ بِشَيْءٍ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. Then a person comes out in the path of Allah and he becomes shaheed and he does not return home. Then that is a different aspect. But besides that, good deeds done in these days are most honored by Allah Ta'ala. They're accepted by Allah Ta'ala. So during these days, in one hadith, in one narration, it is mentioned that fasting during these days, for each day you fast, you get the reward of fasting for an entire year. And ibadat at night, qiyam, tahajjud, tilawat at night, whatever it may be, whatever ibadat you're making at night now, we are making some ibadat. So alhamdulillah, out of his fadl and kindness, gave us such a beautiful start of these first 10 days, that we made a durood and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, salawat, may Allah accept it. We're hearing some discourse of deen, we're sitting in the masjid, our mothers and sisters listening attentively at home. We will make the dhikr of Allah, dua will be made. So Allah gave us a start. So at night, whatever ibadat we make, then you get the reward of ibadat for an entire year. Qiyam of an entire year. But most important is the fast on the day of Arafah. Now you must remember, the day of Arafah is the 9th of Dhul Hijjah. Now for us, the first has started now. Today is Friday. Friday, that's the first of Dhul Hijjah. And our Eid will be on the 10th of Dhul Hijjah, which is on a Sunday. So Saturday, the day before Eid, Saturday, that's the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, and it happens to be the 9th of July as well. So that is our Arafat day. Yes, the Hujjaj in Saudi, they are one day ahead of us. Their Arafat day will be on Friday. So for us to fast on that Saturday, the day before Eid al-Adha, then a person who fasts on Arafat day, the reward for him is that the entire past year's minor sins all forgiven, and the new year that's going to come now, after the Hajj, is Muharram. So the entire year that's going to come still, all the minor sins of that year are also forgiven. Now look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy upon us. At least, if you're not keeping every day fast now in these few days, at least on the Arafah day, we should all make an attempt and encourage our family members, our friends, that today let us keep this roza, because it is a very, very, very blessed day. Then Rasulullah mentioned in one riwayat that read in these days tasbih, tahmid, tahleel, and takbir. Simply means read subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu akbar. In one narration it has been mentioned also that it doesn't have to be that order, whichever order it is, but still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is tasbih of Allah, tasbih and tahmid. Easiest for us to remember the third kalima, subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. Read this in abundance. Then we start from today, when we go home, or tomorrow after Fajr, or before Fajr, tahajjud time tonight, at least one tasbih if you can. This will help us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to do good deeds, make abundant tawbah, istighfar. So roza we will keep, at least the 9th of Dhul Hijjah. Some tahajjud. Alhamdulillah, Subah Sadiq is so late now. So we have, the night is long. Before we go to sleep, make wudu, 2 rakats tahajjud namaz. If we wake up at night later on, then we continue how many more rakats we wish to read. But read it with feeling. When you go in sujood, then you must feel the closest you are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Engage in dua. Dua for yourself, for your wife, for your children, for your family members, your friends, the marhumin who have passed on. Make dua for the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The entire ummah has been going through great difficulties, is going through great difficulties. Ask Allah for afiyat, for salamati, for hifazat, for hidayat. Make dua for our children. Last week I mentioned about our youth, how important it is for us to make sure that we guide them. We make dua for them. That Allah keep them also on sirat mustaqim. We don't want them to live a life of drugs and wine and drinking, homosexuality, going towards evil. We all want that sirat mustaqim, that the journey to paradise, which I mentioned last week, we're going on this road. And our ultimate goal is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So again, these Mubarak days, all the mashayikh, ulama, Arab, non-Arab, throughout you'll find that these messages are going through on the social media, and it happens every year. Many of you might have it on your status also, the importance of these days. It's not just for advertising it. It is for us to remind ourselves. And the great reward Allah is giving us. Why? Because Allah wants us to score high marks. Allah wants us to get great blessings in the hereafter. Allah wants us to make sure that our gunas are forgiven. You know, when you read just one time, Subhanallah, غُرِفْتَتْ لَهُ نَخْلَةٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. One date palm, one date, one tree is planted for you in Jannah. Just by saying Subhanallah. Person who says Subhanallah, he will be hamdihi. If he reads 100 times in the day, then all his minor sins are forgiven, even though it may be equivalent to the foams of the oceans of the world. Rasulullah ﷺ took a stick and he went to a tree and he began to shake the tree, the leaves, and the leaves began to fall. He said, when a person says Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, then his sins fall off his body like how these leaves are falling from the tree. He said, there are no words more beloved to me than anything upon which the sun has shone over than these words, Subhanallah wa alhamdulillah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves tasbih, Subhanallah. Subhanallah basically simply means that we are saying Allah is pak, Allah is pure, Allah is free from any weaknesses, from any defects, from any deficiencies. Munazzahun an jami'in naqais. Allah has no nuqsan whatsoever. No shortcomings, no shortfalls, no deficiencies. Allah is absolutely pure. So when we say Subhanallah, it's not just glory be to Allah. We must imagine that our Allah is absolutely pure. He's got no shortcoming, no deficiencies whatsoever. Wa bihamdihi. We are praising Allah. We are praising Allah. When we said, commence our salah, Surah Fatiha, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise only due to Allah. Belongs only to Allah. So Subhanallah walhamdulillah. La ilaha illallah. This is the kalima tayyiba, kalima tawheed. We are removing from our hearts all the false idols, the isms, the ideologies, the love of dunya, the haram pleasures we have, the spiritual maladies that we have. We're removing all these things, all these deities off, removing them from our heart, and we're saying only it is Allah. The tawheed of Allah, the oneness of Allah. Between a person who says, La ilaha illallah, and Allah, there is no hijab, there is no barrier. It reaches Allah immediately. And Allahu Akbar. Allah is most great. In the time of Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, Sahaba would make takbir, Allahu Akbar, aloud during these days, even in the marketplaces. The names of Sahaba who are given, who would go into the marketplaces and make takbir, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, in an audible way, reminding others also that they should also be making the dhikr of Allah in these Mubarak days. Even on Eid day, we should be beautifying our Eid with takbir, that Allah is most great. When we're making qurbani, we're taking the name of Allah who is most great. A mu'min entire day, night, it is him and Allah, Allah, Allah in his life. Allah has given us another opportunity. We had Ramadan, alhamdulillah. And look at Allah's kindness. Then comes now Eid al-Adha and these beautiful days. There'll be Ayyamu Tashriq also, inshallah, you will see from the 9th till the 13th, Fajr, 9th till the 13th, Asr, where we read the takbir after the Fard Salat. So again, these days are full of, when we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reminding Allah, ourselves about the greatness of Allah. Now, whilst we were making these ibadat, which are very essential, beneficial, most important also with that is to refrain from all sins. Now, so many times the person is fasting, it's a nafil fast, but he's making ghibat of people. He's lying, he's cheating, using vulgar language, immoral behavior, immodest life, watching haram. So on the one hand, mashallah, we are doing good, but we are destroying the good by our own sins. So if a person didn't fast, but he spent the entire day with taqwa, he is better than that person who is fasting and keeping a nafil fast, but he is spending his whole day in sin and vice. So it's quite common, mashallah, people will go to ibadat, and you'll make tahajjud, and you'll make your ishraq, and you'll make this nawafil, which is extremely important, extremely important. I mentioned some virtues already to you, and we always mention these virtues. But we forget the other side, that we don't refrain from sins, we're hurting people's feelings. Fighting and quarreling, causing disunity, split in the family. We have hasad and jealousy in our hearts. Love for haram. We are still involved in interest transactions. We are still deceiving the people. We have robbed them of their monies. Now this is what we require to put right in our life. And that is why we talk about, for myself first and for all of us, we need to make islah of our lives. We need to reform our lives. We need to better our lives. So that we may reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a clean slate. We have high marks. We pass with flying colors in the akhirat. Our good deeds are given to us in our right hand. We are smiling on the day. يَوْمَ تَبْيَضُّ وُجُوهُ وَتَسْوَدُّ وُجُوهُ. On that day, faces will be bright and faces will be dark. We want to have bright, shining faces on the day of Qiyamah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us these Mubarak days. Allah give us life, give us afiyat. Allah help us to do good deeds and refrain from evil. We all make mistakes. Nobody is perfect. And never, never look down upon any person. If I'm keeping roza, I'm fasting. So I must never look down upon the other person who's not fasting. We do not know what his physical condition is. He may be not well. Maybe he got late. He didn't wake up for sehri. He didn't have the strength. We must make shukr Allah has given us chances, or Allah gives us a chance, make shukr and do things with sincerity. The more sincere we will be, the more the reward is. If we have insincerity, then we will get no reward. In fact, then we get punishment. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us. Remind ourselves. Remind our friends, our family members, our children, our wives, or the wives remind the husbands. Then let us try our level best, whatever we can do in these Mubarak days, to make them fruitful, beneficial to us for the akhirat. Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayat. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Sayyidur al-Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Sayyidina Muhammadin. Mubarak. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 La ilaha illallah, 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم اللهم لك الحمد كله لك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا الله ما لغناكم عافر الله يا الله we making شكر to you for the بشمار countless bounties you have bestowed upon us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, now you have given us, Ya Allah, these Mubarak days of the Hijjah. Help us, Ya Allah, guide us to do good deeds, my Allah. And you must be pleased with us, my Allah, and accept it, my Allah, and reward us, Ya Allah, for these good deeds that you will give us the chance to do, and the tawfiq is only from you, my Allah. Don't make us come with sins, Ya Allah. Even after the days of the Hijjah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all the hujjaj have gone. They are so fortunate, my Allah. You chose them, my Allah. Allah, they have gone as your delegation, my Allah. Many others who wanted to go, my Allah. Ya Allah, they could not go. Allah, especially those upon whom hajj is fard, my Allah. And they have got the means. You create the sabil and the path for them to go for hajj, ya Allah. Ya Allah, if not this year, ya Allah, at least next year, ya Allah. So that they do not leave this world, ya Allah, without performing the hajj. Ya Allah, let them leave this world before. Ya Allah, let them leave this dunya, ya Allah, after performing the hajj, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the hujjat, give them hajj mabroor, maqbool. Ya Allah, make them, ya Allah, remind them to make dua for us, my Allah. That they must include us in their duas, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are so far away, my Allah. But our minds are in Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifa, Haramain, Sharifain, my Allah. Ya Allah, even though we are not there, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the only one who can reward us, my Allah. Make us do all those good deeds to please you, my Allah. Forgive us for every single sin we have committed, my Allah. Ya Allah, humari gunao ko maaf farma, humari khatao ko maaf farma. Make us live pure lives, ya Allah. Give us a paakiza zindagi, my Allah. Grant us hayatan tayyiba, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq of making tawbatan nasuha, ya Allah. Give us a tawfiq of making ibadah during these days, at night especially, my Allah, in tahajjud, my Allah, and fasting during the day, my Allah, at least on the day of Arafat, my Allah. Don't deprive any one of us, my Allah. Ya Allah, let our tongues be moist with your dhikr, my Allah. Tilawat of the Quran, in tasbih, in glorifying you, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your dhat. Give us the sweetness of iman. Ya Allah, give us that enjoyment of begging from you, my Allah. The enjoyment of salat and ruku' and sujood, my Allah. Ya Allah, hamari dilon ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi. Give us plentiful, my Allah. Make us use it in the correct ways, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who have got qaraz, different types of debts they have got on their head, my Allah. Help them to fulfill their debts, my Allah. Any person who's got any type of worry, sorrow, grief, gham, pareshani, difficulty, remove all those difficulties from us, my Allah. Whatever those difficulties may be, my Allah. You are well aware of our conditions, my Allah. We have raised our hands in these Mubarak days and nights, my Allah, upon which you took a qasam, my Allah. اللهم كاشف الغم مفرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين. Allah, answer all our du'as, my Allah. Answer our du'as, my Allah. All those who are sick and ailing, grant them shifa'i kamil, ajil, mustaqir, da'im. Ya Allah, give all of us shifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us mawtud iman, mawtud Madina Sharif, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are pining to be there, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our rosy be written there, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us mawtud Madina Sharif, baril jannatul baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah Park, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Hawdi Kuthur water from his Mubarak hands. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannah without any hisab kitab. Protect all of us, my Allah, from the azab of qabr, azab of Jahannam, from every big and small fitnah, especially the fitnahs of Dajjal. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes. Make them anki tandak, my Allah, our children, our grandchildren, my Allah. Make them excellent hufaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbulin. Ya Allah, all good works of deen accept it, my Allah. The work of da'wat and tabligh, ya Allah. Tazkiyah, ta'alim. Ya Allah, hifz classes, different organizations, ya Allah, doing deeni khidmat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give all of us ikhlas and maqbooliyat, my Allah. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lilmuttaqina imama. Ya Allah, hazirin, ghaibin, sabki dua, qabool, farma. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim. وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.